Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I know you're into gardening.
Yeah, that's right, Jim.
Cool. Have you ever grown any Ramble On roses? All right, it's day two here at Settle Down Easy Brewery. It's really great when you can spend a couple days at a brewery. And,
exactly. I'm glad they had that blood transfusion service
that's
available.
Right. That's right. So this is Jim Lenihan. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is out today, but I have with me Mike Snyder.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
And Bill Mulligan.
Hello.
Feel free to speak up, Bill.
I will.
Okay. Today we're going to talk about music here at Settle Down Easy Brewery. We have with us the owner, Frank Coons, or co-owner?
Co-owner.
Okay.
Good seeing you guys again.
You mentioned the partners yesterday, so I don't want to leave them out. But one thing we didn't get too much into, we sort of teased it a little bit yesterday, is how important music is to you and to this space. And and again, I should mention that the reason we're here, of course, not only do we just really like this place, but we're going to have night one of Suburbs Fest here October 1st. So go to suburbspod.com and you'll see information about that. We would love to have as many people out here as possible, just hanging out with us, drinking some beer and listening and playing music, right? So really, it's going to be a fabulous time. October 1st, Settle Down Easy Brewery, Falls Church, Virginia. But Frank, when you and I were talking earlier before today, I think you mentioned there were like certain bands or artists who are sort of like, you know, important to Settle Down Easy Brewery in some way, right? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So the name Settle Down Easy Brewing comes from a Grateful Dead song called Ramble On Rose. And there's a lyric in there where it's Ramble On Baby, Settle Down Easy. And the whole drive of the brewery comes from that. And then we took additional layers between the three owners, myself, Jimmy, and Chip, all different styles and passions of music. I'm a guitar player and singer. So I grew up really having a tremendous admiration to the Allman Brothers, Grateful Dead, Pink Floyd, and then through college, Dave Matthews and some other acoustic, what was it, like the Horde Festival, Rusted Root, Blues Traveler. But as we just organically came together, the three partners, we were talking about music, and Chip built our grand opening playlist on Spotify without us knowing. And as we were coming into the brewery, we said, this Saturday, we'll play this as our grand opening playlist. And he had built such a phenomenal playlist that Jimmy and I were like, this is 4 hours of just, we'll just put this on loop and just play it over and over again. And there was Johnny Cash, there was Jimi Hendrix, there was the Allmans, there was Janis Joplin, the Stones, Zeppelin. I mean, he did, and Fish. I mean, he just did such a good job. So that's like one level to this story. The second level is, I was telling yesterday on the podcast, we lost my younger brother 30 days after going to the Warner's Theater in D.C. to see Tedeschi Trucks. And it was our last show together. Brian and I had seen quite a few shows in Pittsburgh at what was the Starlake Amphitheater. But we go to Tedeschi Trucks. We see them. When we left, it was like you've come out of church. It's so powerful, so uplifting. So it's a wall of sound. And 30 days after Brian died, about 45 days later, I was kind of feeling down. And I was thinking, like, what would make me happy? And it was that show. Like, I remember being with my brother and how much fun we had in the audience. And I wrote to Tedeschi Trucks through Facebook. And I said, hey, took my brother to our last show together. It was you at the Warner in February. Is there anything from the show I could have as a memento? I'm happy to find it, go to you to get it. And someone from the band wrote me back and just apologized for the loss of Brian and said, here's a clip from the soundboard. And they gave me that show from the soundboard.
Wow.
And two times in that song, you can hear my brother yell, Derek rules. And then Derek for president. And then all 2,300 people in the Warner like went nuts. And I have those for my life. And it's just like, so music is, and before we started the podcast, we kind of talked about what's going on in the world right now. But the one thing we can really agree on is music and how
Absolutely.
It brings us all together.
Absolutely. So, okay, so I'm looking here at the brewery, and you have, you know, you mentioned Johnny Cash, The Clash.
What else Aerosmith. We got here?
Aerosmith, Grateful Dead, Jimi Hendrix, Rolling Stones, Allman Brothers Band, and Led Zeppelin, all part of the decor, right? So what kind of music, do you just sort of like always have music playing here, and is it generally those types of artists, or does it vary?
It's funny you said that. I was just having this conversation with a customer last night, because we allow all of our staff, they get to build their own playlists in Spotify. And you'll come in one night when Kaylin is here, and they'll be punk. And then Colleen is behind the bar today, and she'll have country. When Misty and I are working, we have Frank and Misty's playlist. And there's a lot more string cheese. There's a lot more jam band.
Yep.
A lot more Tedeschi trucks. And then I was telling you all yesterday during the podcast, there's a gentleman who comes to the bar every Sunday. And he and I built this thing called the Sunday Morning Service. And it's all acoustic music every Sunday. And it's Father Frank and Monsignor Ken for Sunday Morning Service. And it's all acoustic. And we play a lot of Grateful Dead, a lot of Jerry. Just like these, whatever we can find on Spotify, but it has to be acoustic. So the vibe, we have a saying at Settle Down, and this was great with a customer on Friday who had a bad day, but we always say, you will leave feeling better than how you came in.
Nice.
And Carl, he's in HR and came in, had a really bad day. I don't know if it was just our friendliness or the four beers, but when Carl was leaving, I go, Carl, you having a good day? He goes, you always make me happy. I love it. So that makes us feel good.
That's
so
wonderful.
So do you guys have your playlist on your phone and you have a place where people jack it in, or do you have a computer back there that everybody uses, or how's it work?
Yeah, we have through the point of sales terminal, we use Square, and then we download Connect 4 is what plays the music in the brewery, and then we have Spotify. And we taught the staff, you can build your own playlist. So we have four or five built playlists, but we want the staff to have a sense of empowerment and what their vibe is. We want it to be positive. But for the most part, we let our team run with their styles. I think for the most part, you're going to get a lot of classic rock. Like when you come in here, growing up outside of Pittsburgh, there's a classic rock station called WDVE.
Okay.
And I'll listen to that and I'm like, man, I got to add this to our playlist, like this song. But it's just that blue collar, just that feel good, kind of having a beer. And that's the Allman Brothers. You know, people are like, you're named after a dead band. And people were like, I didn't get the vibe. The Allman Brothers, that's when I'm swinging some pints of beer, having some beers, shooting pool with my buddies and like getting rowdy. The Dead is kind of like more flowing, more free, more happy, hippie. So I think it's like a combination of both.
Yeah.
You get that vibe when you come in.
Yeah. But I like that idea that like the bartender or the staff sort of like sets the personality and the tone for their shift or whatever it may be. Because again, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little bit yesterday, the way that a place like this, a craft brewery, connects with the community in some more personal level than just, you know, if this were like a chain restaurant, you'd have somebody in, you know, a Manhattan office programming like what music gets played in each place,
it'd be
and they study it and they look at what will make somebody order those like potato skins if we play like this type of music with these many beats per minute or whatever. Forget all that. You're just here sharing music because you guys love it.
Yeah. There's just so many layers of music in the sense of even the names of our beers. I'm drinking right now during today's podcast, Eat a Peach, which is a beer named after the Allman Brothers song. My brother, this is a phenomenal story. He was at Star Lake Amphitheater, about 6-7 buddies. I was in Arizona, but they tell the story when we were all together, and it's so uplifting. But the Allman Brothers show ended, and they're just hanging in the lawn, and everyone's gone. They like look around, and they realize, wow, we're still here, just like looking at the stars. And my brother said, that's the Allman Brothers bus. And they like make their way to the stage and to the right, and a security guard said, you guys need to leave. And my friend Jimmy, who named the story, Settle Down Easy, said, if we just stay here and be quiet and we don't bother the band, but if they come our way, can we say hi? He's like, okay, stand in that corner. Do not make a sound. And so the Allman Brothers came out. And this was when Derek was playing with them. And Greg, J-Mo, Derek Trucks. And they came over to sign autographs.
Nice.
And my brother maybe had too many beers. But when J-Mo approached him, the only thing he could think of was saying, I'm going to get a dog. I'm going to get a bulldog. I'm going to name him J-Mo. And like everyone like looked sideways. Like, what is this guy doing? And then J-Mo let off this belly roll and was like, you go ahead and do that, buddy. And patted my brother on the shoulder. And so Brian, to his credit, got an American bulldog. And we make a beer here called J-Mo's Jam.
Nice.
And it's with strawberry puree. And people ask us, like, what's J-Mo? And I'm like, well, one, he's the drummer for the Allman Brothers. But two, he's my brother's dog. And so it's that's what I mean about music. It's just layer upon layer in the brewery.
Knowing many
looks the same.
Yep. So, the Iron Door, is there a musical story behind that? Because it makes me think of, you know, Bob Dylan right now does ironworking. And I don't know that there's any Dylan tied to it, but I know that the chair with the Settle Down Easy iconography is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so describe what this is, Frank. Yeah.
When we were opening the brewery, we wanted to have an open concept so that our customers, when they sit in the tasting room, they can see our tanks.
Yep.
But we also wanted to have an art piece that in the event we have private parties or we can't have customers go into the brewing area, we can separate the space. So we had a gentleman named Phil from CNC Metalworks do a rendering for us. And we explained the story of Settle Down Easy. One of my brother's friends was a graphic designer and helped us with the logo. And when we sat down with Ben, we said, hey, Settle Down Easy is, yes, a Grateful Dead lyric from Ramble on Rose. But Jimmy looks at Settle Down Easy being from the South, is sitting on that big wraparound porch with a rocking chair and having sweet tea. And Chip was like, it makes me feel really comfortable by a river. You know, like that's when I hear Settle Down Easy. That's the emotion we want to evoke. So after a couple rounds, we came up with the guitar. That needed to be a center point. Then we had the rocking chair to give a sense of relaxation. And then to layer in a story of the Grateful Dead, they used roses in so much of their imagery.
Right, of course.
And so to take it a step further, because everything we do has intention, each owner has a son and each owner has a daughter. So there are six roses, one rose for every child.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I want to ask. How would you equate the craft of brewing, the sort of creativity? I mean, you talk about, you know, brewing beers with like strawberry puree and things like that. And when I look at this board here that has what you have, I see a lot of different varieties and a lot of, like I said, just sort of creativity that goes into that. Is that similar to making music in some way?
Yeah, it really is. You're creating something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So that first time you put your fingers and strum and the sound of the chord G, you know, comes out, very similar to that time when you're blending two row, other bass grains, different styles of hops. You're learning different temperatures of how you're lagering or conditioning your beer, the yeast strains to create. Because every single time you create, you're using living organisms and yeast. So no beer is 100% unless you're one of the big guys and they have like laboratories.
Right.
For us small guys, you know, 15 barrels and under, 20 barrels and under, we don't have laboratories. So we're relying on our distribution companies to bring in a similar yeast strain as close as you can. And then allowing the environment. So no different if you're sitting in your bedroom playing guitar versus you're at the campfire versus you're in front of a 2,300 person arena. Those musicians generate a vibe. The same feeling, I personally believe that if we weren't, you know, we have a mantra in the back. And when I say the back, I mean where we're brewing the beer is, you know, the only thing we can control in life is our own personal attitude. So Derek and I, he's our head brewer. You know, we come in, we leave all the stuff that bothers us outside the door.
Yeah.
We really want to come in. And I think that can be, it's kind of weird, but it's like in the beer, you know, that vibe. And it was funny, when I very first started commercial brewing, when I was brewing at home, I'd have the music on and I would always be rocking to the music. And I had this feeling of that Allman Brothers song is in this beer. And when I started commercial brewing, you have to have it dead silent. And when I worked with this gentleman who's the head brewer at Old Busthead named Jay, he's like, Frank, if you have the music rocking and you're brewing and you have a valve open, you forgot, that beer's going down the drain and you're listening to the music, not even hearing the pings, the tings,
the
ticking. So that is the only negative of brewing, is that when we are brewing, it has to be complete silence.
You have to be able to hear everything in that.
You literally hear the machine. It has its own sounds. And when you open a valve and close a valve, it sounds like a piston. And if you open a valve and you don't hear that piston, that beer's not moving through the lines. It could be overboiled. I mean, so there's all these things. So you have to have a tremendous amount of respect to the process.
Yeah.
Now, when we're cleaning, this place goes to 90 and we're rocking. After the brew day's over. But yeah, I think it really equates to creating music and creating beer. Mm-hmm.
did you personally get started in playing music?
You know, I think in high school, we were just like a group of buddies that played sports, and we all had like this driving passion towards music. And we, you know, early 90s, there was this grunge scene, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and it just didn't call to like my four best friends in high school.
This was in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I think maybe that grew out of, you know, growing up in the 70s of the classic rock, the muscle car. And it just, for whatever reason, that movement of punk never, or grunge never just called us. But what did was Pink Floyd, the Allman Brothers, and Grateful Dead, and that style of music. So I think what happened for me was my father had an old Yamaha guitar and a book that showed you how to play Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan. And one Saturday from 8 a.m. till 8 o'clock at night, I just sat there and played and played and played. And then as we evolved, the four of us became friends. We'd hang out at each other's houses. And we were not 21. You know, we were like 17, 18. So we would play music and just like practice all the time. And that's what really drew it. And then as we all went to college, we came back with different influences. And I think that continued to mold us in what styles of music we like. But funny enough, the Allman Brothers always stayed with us.
Yeah.
That was like the one common piece to my four best friends, Jimmy, who wrote the story about Settle Down, Tim and Caleb and myself. Yeah, we still are best friends to this day. And Jimmy and Caleb are coming down. I told them to come down for the October 1st.
Nice.
So I hope they do.
Absolutely.
If they can make that happen, I'd love to see them.
So did you guys ever perform live, or did you perform for yourselves? Or
Yeah. We performed a little coffee shop. We called ourselves Three Brick Shy. And then we played at this guy's, his name was JC's house, and his dad was a carpenter, and he loved his garden. So we then evolved to become Victor's Garden. We thought we were like the Doors at the time. It's like, we are Victor's Garden. No one could think of these names. Like, we were so cool. But yeah, then, you know, we kind of all went our way through college and then our families. And Tim is in Erie, and he still plays. And I'm down in Northern Virginia, and we have the open mic. We have live music here on Thursdays. We had live music out back, but the sound carried to the neighbors. And we want to be good stewards of our community. And we got some complaints, and we said, hey, we're going to evolve the live music inside.
Okay.
So with the big, big bands, we're going to bring them down to trios, and we're going to perform inside.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have a nice indoor space here.
Oh, yeah.
It's really great.
It's not acoustically designed. I mean, we have cement floors, wood ceilings, but it holds its own through the building. But for the October 1st, we will be outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be outside for that.
October.
Yeah, I know.
In D.C.
Nice.
Would be really nice. In Northern Virginia. Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a song you guys christened this place at a certain point opened up?
Yeah, so my brother and I, we had a favorite song growing up. It was Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers. So before the first pint was poured here, I played Soul Shine in the building myself alone. The very first musical performance we had here was an open mic. That was the very first thing we did here. And before it got started, there was probably 15, 20 people here, and I played Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers. So that song is very, very special. But that was a song. And then as we evolve our music diet, much like our consumption diet of food and beer, things change. And now, like JJ Gray, Tedeschi Trucks, you'll hear them come across the speakers so much more. But those guys were ultimately influenced by many of the artists who I mentioned that I was originally influenced by.
Do you get customers who come in here because they connect with the music that you guys play?
Oh, my gosh. The number of Grateful Dead fans that come in, and they'll come up, and it's funny. There's a Jamaican-style Rastafarian band called Revolution. They have a song called Settle Down Easy, and it's just this really cool Jamaican-style vibe.
Doesn't like you do, and I would only tell the truth. truth. You know I'm honest, you look beautiful in blue. But all the colors bring the beauty out in you. And when you're running, come run my way. I'll meet you halfway and love you always. Hey baby, I'll meet you there.
And people come in and they'll ask, is it by Revolution? And it's a younger audience.
Yeah.
And then you'll have an older audience come in and be like, is it Ramble on Rose by the Dead? I'm like, yep. And the smile on their face gets so huge. We have a mantra at the bar where it's, we want our guests to leave feeling better than when they arrived. We know the beer can do that, but then you add the music element to it.
Yep.
And it's, you hear the music. You can't hear it because we're recording the podcast, but if it was any other day, it's a positive music vein in the brewery.
I will say, and I can attest to that, because there were days during the pandemic when I'm working at home, but when you guys were able to open up, and I just kind of like watched till the clock hit 6 or 6:30 or whenever, I could come here, and obviously you're right, the beer can calm, takes the edge off your day, but the music takes you to another level, you know, and the fact that you guys always have good music, whether it's, I mean, I've heard Kiss in here.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick's not here, but I've heard Kiss. I've heard everything that Frank has said, and all kinds of other. I've heard Clash. I mean, these bands are bands I love, and it's just fun. You just never know what you're going to hear, but it's usually helps you feel better.
Well, and you can tell it's also that this place is run by music fans.
It doesn't feel
like just sort of piped in music, you know.
It's not a SiriusXM channel. Nothing against SiriusXM.
Yeah, right.
It's not a channel from DirecTV, you know, of the 900 levels or whatever.
Right.
It's curated by them in
some
fashion.
That's right. Now, one other thing I want to mention, music connection to Settle Down Easy Brewery, and since we have Bill and Mike here especially, one of the things we did during the pandemic, it's like a special project, is we did a couple of music videos that we shot. There were collaborative efforts, people recording the parts separately, and we mixed them all together, and then people recorded their videos separately, and we edited that all together, what have you. Anyway, one of them was this song by Dawes called All Your Favorite Bands. And
I totally forgot that we...
Well, hang on. So Bill was prominently featured in that... in that video, sort of, you know, lip syncing along with the song while he was driving around. And then Mike here, you shot your video part right
behind
here.
Where I'm sitting. Yes,
yeah, right
did,
here.
Yeah.
And you can see the Settle Down Easy logo on the wall in the video.
Yeah, we purposely chose that. What did not make the video was my Michael Stipe dancing outside the USA Today headquarters around the giraffe statues or whatever, which is fine. But no,
you have to pay extra to see that video.
That's got to be that's like the top Patreon level.
That's
like
right.
Things.
Yeah.
But I wanted to come to a place where we were comfortable, and Julie and I decided to come here, and we sat here, and I put the music in Julie's ear, and I go, just lip sync this, and we just did a little bit, and this is where we came.
It was great.
That song is actually on one of our closing set lists.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a couple closing time set lists, and all your favorite bands. That's a good song. That's a very, very good song.
It's a really good song, and it really, I think it fit, that sort of idea of community and people coming together and helping each other out in difficult times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, this place is really starting to get busy now here, right? I don't know. I'm sure the listeners can hear this, but there's more energy now going on. People hanging out, and
I'm sure they're
really
very
fun.
Excited to see the new Nationals play here.
I think Church just let out. Maybe that's what
that
everyone's
what
coming
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah. All right, October 1st.
Yeah,
be here. Settle Down Easy Brewing. We're going to do the Suburbs Pod meetup and open mic. And if you know if that means you can bring an instrument, you can play a song. Or like Mike is going to do, you can team up with somebody else, do a song, or just hang out. Just, you know, be here, part of the crowd, and we'll chat it up, right? Have some beers. So it'll be a great time. October 1st, Settle Down Easy Brewing in Falls Church, Virginia. Details at suburbspod.com. We also have a hotel deal for people coming from out of town. You can find that also at the article at suburbspod.com, which Frank hooked us up with with the hotel here. Just get that done. So great.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks very much, Frank.
Honor having you guys here. Thanks. Welcome anytime. And our team is super jazzed for October 1st.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to rock this place. All right. All right. Thanks very much. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Mike Schneider.
Bill Mulligan.
And with us has been
Frank Coons, owner of Settle Down Easy Brewing.
All right.
Thanks for going
Thanks
in,
very
Frank.
Much.
It's good.
All right, guys, we're going to drink some more.